Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cervi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. I'm here with Alessandro Speciale. Good morning.
Morning.
Buongiorno, we're saying. Alessandro Speciale for the Final Cut program, which just ended 2 days ago, yesterday.
Yes, on the 6th.
So, Alessandra, how was this 2022 edition? Who won it? Just let us know some general information.
First of all, it was the 10th anniversary of Final Cut in Venice. Yes.
So, did you have a cake?
Yeah, we celebrate cake and candles. No, it was I'm very happy that Venice still supports this important, in my opinion.
But it is a very important. And honestly, I was talking around with people, friends in the industry. There is a lot of people actually looking forward to check it out.
Yeah.
So there is a growing interest in trying to find out new voices from the very beginning of their expression. So this is a good job.
Beginning new talents, and of course we select this year, we received this year 63 projects, and we selected the 8 projects. And about the criteria, one of the criteria is to really find new talents. So the most part of the film were first work.
Mm-hmm.
And then also to keep a balance between fiction and documentary,
mm-hmm.
because we are also very interested in documentary mm-hmm. films.
And are you concerned also about the geography of it?
The geography?
In terms of the, you know, country they're coming from, which areas?
We try, you know, to keep a balance between Arab countries and Sub-Saharan Africa.
Okay.
It's not so easy.
Well, yeah, it depends year by year.
It depends the year, of course, but not so easy because, of course, Arab countries, they produce more than the Sub-Saharan region.
Mm-hmm.
But we try, you know, to keep a balance. This year there were only 2 films on 8 films from Sub-Saharan Africa, 2 documentaries. Mm. So it was not a good year, but for instance, last year we have 50-50.
It depends. Like, you know, like any year in any kind
of
cinematography.
Yeah, I think the pandemic affected a lot.
Mm-hmm. More than us.
Yes, for sure. And then, of course, a balance concerning the gender equality.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So this year we had a good number of films made by women.
By women.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, before going deeper into this year's title, did you ever thought about if there is any difference between the Sub-Saharan countries and the Arab countries in terms of filmmaking and of maybe potentialities and powerfulness?
Yeah.
Money, probably.
Yeah, the problem is the money problem, because normally, I mean, it's also very difficult to speak so general,
mm-hmm.
But in more or less, in except for South Africa, the Sub-Saharan countries, they have no national money, no national film center, and to finance films. So the most part of these films the totality of the films, I can say, they are produced by European producers. The other countries in the north of Africa, for instance, or in the Middle East, they have national support. Some countries more, other countries a little bit less, but in general they're a little bit more supported.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are seeing, for instance, I go forward in the discussion, the film who got the Biennale Prize this year for the best work in progress film is a film from Jordan, totally financed by Arab financement and producer.
So there is no Western money.
There is no Western money at the moment. Probably there will be some an Italian producer maybe that thanks to Venice that mm-hmm. will be involved in the film. But that's very rare. It's very good to see, because
it's a first step.
It's a first step, yeah. In this moment, there are a lot of money coming from a new festival from Saudi Arabia, Red Sea Film Festival.
Yeah.
And they are also a special sponsor of Final Cut in Venice. And they are invested a lot in not only Arab films, but also African films. Mm-hmm. And that's a very important point.
So just tell us the title of the films they have.
Inshallah, yeah. A Boy.
Voilà.
By Amjad Al-Rashid from Jordan, produced by Rula Nasser. Okay.
So just to close our talk, when does the next edition of Final Cut will open, the subscriptions or whatever?
Okay. We will normally open in February, mm-hmm. Before Berlinale.
Yeah.
And we close in the middle of June. And we announce the film selected in July with all the others films selected.
So for all the potential new directors and producers from African and Arabian and South African countries, remember those dates. So February to submit, and then yeah. July to be told if yeah. you're selected or not.
Yeah, I want to just
please.
You know that we have this year in Venice selected in Orizzonte Extra the film who got the Biennale Prize last year as a work in progress.
And this is
Garden.
What we are working for, right?
Yeah, Hanging Garden, that you are going to meet the screening will be on the 9th, Hanging Garden by
which actually
Ahmed
it is already creating a lot of fuss, because they have a very strong foreign sales name attached, mm-hmm. which, and they're working a lot, and everybody is very curious about this film. So
yeah.
At least, you know, you see, those are the results yeah. that you're looking
I'm
for.
I'm particularly happy because normally we don't have this, the film from Final Cut in Venice, not because they don't deserve, but because they are in post-production, and so normally they are ready for Berlinale,
for Berlin, yeah.
or at least for Cannes, but so I'm particularly happy this
But they
year.
Were fast, they yeah. were fast enough. But thanks a lot to Alessandro Speciale for the Final Cut program here at the Venice Festival. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the festival is
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.